Welcome to the Student Activities Online Leadership Toolbox. My name is John Bullcock, and I am the Assistant Director of Student Activities for Greek Life and Off-Campus Housing at Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm going to be your podcast guide. This podcast is about strategic planning and goal setting. According to Carter McNamara, strategic planning determines where an organization is going over the next year or more, how it's going to get there, and how it will know whether or not it did get there. The focus of a strategic plan is usually on the entire organization. The most common type of planning is goals-based planning, which starts with a focus on the organization's mission, vision, and values, goals to work towards the mission, strategies to achieve those goals, and action planning, which focuses on the determination of who will do what and by when. Your organization needs to know where it is, where it wants to be, and how it will get from point A to point B. Getting to point B needs to be congruent with the group's overall mission and purpose, and it needs to be realistic. McNamara provides several key steps to developing a strategic plan. First, it is important to develop a mission statement. There may already be one of these or a vision already created. This will state the purpose of the organization and will drive the goals that will be developed later in the process. Drafting a values statement will help us evaluate the overall priorities or principles that guide how you want your program to operate. McNamara suggests conducting both internal and external analyses of the organization. I prefer to look at these analyses as one, and I suggest a SWOT analysis, SWOT, that looks at the group's strengths and weaknesses, as well as the opportunities for the group and the threats it may face. This can aid in the identification of priorities that need to be addressed. Identifying strategic issues involves taking a look at the big picture. What are the things that your group really needs to address, and with what urgency will the group focus on those strategic issues? Identifying goals and strategies takes the identification of issues to the next step and is probably the most significant part of the strategic planning process. Your goals should be specific, and they should directly address the priorities your group has determined. Putting a timeline to the completion of goals and strategies is very important as well. You will want to have specific time frames during which these are to be completed. If they are not going to be fully completed, you will want to set benchmarks or times at which you will look for specific parts of the plan to be completed. It is also important to identify who is responsible for completion of a specific task. Whether this is an individual, a committee, or a specific officer, you will want to have an accountability piece here. This will aid the organization in looking at who is responsible for completion of specific parts of your plan. A strategic plan is a tool that, when used correctly, can be viewed and understood by many people. It provides a roadmap, and it can be used as an accountability tool. In student organizations, you will not want to look at a plan that is longer than a year or two, most likely, because the shelf life on these programs can be short due to high turnover in student organization leadership. McNamara says that one of the biggest problems with plans is that they are sometimes shelved and never used again. Part of this is due to the misperception that they are set in stone directions and that they can't be modified. When you develop your plan, do so with the knowledge that it should be dynamic and can change as the organization's needs change or as resource availability changes. Inflexibility will cause the plan to become stagnant and will stunt creativity and innovation in your organization. Goal setting is part of the strategic planning process, but it's often seen as a standalone activity. While some groups choose to do this, it can cause a need to frequently update the goals. Less planning can sometimes go into goals that really need to be thought out well. Oftentimes, we're tempted to set goals that sound something like this. I want to commit more time to studying and get a better GPA. While this sounds nice, there are no teeth to this goal. No standards to meet. Your goals should be SMART. SMART is an acronym that stands for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-focused. Goals that are SMART are easier to interpret, and we can be more effectively held accountable to them. Something like this is a SMART goal. During the fall semester, I will spend 3 hours per day studying or doing classwork in the library. Doing this will help me achieve a 3.0 GPA. This goal is specific. It gives a particular number which we will know whether or not we have met. It is certainly achievable and realistic, and it also gives a particular time frame for accomplishment. Strategic planning and goal setting helps a group chart its future path, and it provides for greater officer and group accountability. It does not have to be a complex and difficult process, but it should be taken seriously if it's going to have the greatest impact. This podcast was presented by Student Activities at Minnesota State University Mankato. We hope that you have found the information helpful. Find other leadership podcasts at www.mnsu.edu/activities/toolbox.